Introduction. The Christian is to worship God. Surely all would agree with this. The big question at this point, however, would be, how should one worship? To answer that question, obviously, it would be necessary for us to go to the New Testament. That is what we attempt to do in the following lessons. If you will come along and study with us, surely we will be able to determine the kind of worship God requires of each of us. God has given us His Word, and in that Word He has revealed His will. This is true whether He is talking to us about the plan of salvation, the church, the Christian life, or worship. Since He has given the same Word to all, and that Word reveals the same will to one and all, and since the Lord is dealing with the same disease, the disease of sin, with only one remedy for that disease, the gospel of Christ, and since He saves all through obedience to that gospel, adding the obedient to His church, and since all Christians in turn are asked to worship Him, it would seem logical that He would ask all to worship in the same way, and indeed He does. There should be but one worship in the world today, and that should be the kind the Lord has revealed in His Word. There might be many places to worship, but all who worship, regardless of where they might meet, should be worshiping in the same way. In other words, if one went to one place of worship, then he would find them worshiping a certain way at that place. On going to another place of worship, he would find them worshiping the same way, and so on with all the other places of worship around the world. But that is not true in our day. One group worships one way, and another group worships yet another way, and so on. Who is right in this case, and who is wrong? Once more, this is where the Scripture comes in. We may know exactly the type of worship that God wants by going to His Word. Once we know what He requires of us, then we must abide by it. Furthermore, whether we find one or many who are worshiping the Lord contrary to His will, then we must label them as false worshipers. For instance, we read in Acts 17 where the people of Athens were worshiping, but they were doing so in ignorance. Again, the Lord said it was possible to worship in vain as a result of following the doctrines and commandments of men. This being true, we state again that there is a right way and a wrong way of worship. Our purpose in these lessons is to learn the right way, the one true way of worship, and then to pattern our worship after that. Only then can we have confidence that we are worshiping God in spirit and in truth. J.C. Choate, Church of Christ, Winona, Mississippi, January 23, 1982.